Well, this morning I'm joined by Bobby Jones from Romney Marsh Model Engineering Society. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, David.
And tell me, how did you get involved with model engineering and more to the point, the Romney Marsh Model Engineering Society?
When I was a very young chap, first of all, I always liked model railways in general and everything. And way back in about 1967, when I worked in London, I met George Barlow. George Barlow was very much associated, as everyone knows, in the area with Romney Heath and Dymchurch Light Railway. George and I became very great friends, and he knew that I liked model engineering. And way back in 1969, George said to me that there's talk of actually trying to form a model engineering society in Romney Marsh. And I was quite interested in that, and George used to keep me informed of what was going on, because at the time I still lived in London, and I used to come down to Romney actually every week. I used to run a shop in London, and on Thursdays was closing day, and I used to come down from London early in the morning, and George Barlow. Usually we went out on his locomotive that he drove for many years on the Romney Heath and Dymchurch Railway.
Is that Green Goddess?
That was Green Goddess, number one Green Goddess. I spent many miles with George on the Green Goddess, and they were absolutely wonderful days. And that's how I became involved in the area, and how I became more or less in love with Romney Marsh. And when the Model Engineering Society was first formed, it just had a fairly small field in Rolf Lane where it is now. And the 2.5, 3.5, and 5-inch gauge track was very lightly constructed, but we had many hours of fun on it. I used to bring a locomotive, one of my model locomotives, down from London, and as George would say, bring a loco down, we'll have a gallop on a Thursday, or on his day off. We spent many hours on the Romney Marsh Model Engineering Society track, and of course, from those early days, 39 years ago, it's expanded tremendously.
I mean, back then, how many members would have been in the club?
Oh, it's difficult to say, David. I should think about 40, 50, 60, something like that.
Okay. Well, I also remember the track when I was a little boy, driving one of my dad's steam engines around there. And it's certainly changed a bit since then, hasn't it?
It most certainly has. One of the main things is we were lucky to acquire another piece of land from Bernie Brooker, because we had a lease on the land from Bernie Brooker. And we were lucky that we were able to extend the track to more or less double its size. And we seem to have just gone from strength to strength. Not only have we got a 2.5, 3.5, and 5-inch gauge track, but now we've got a very active garden railway. We've got a lot of members who like that. They like the smaller gauges. We've got O gauge, gauge 1, and we've got the larger gauge, which is also gauge 1, but a bigger scale, which most of the LGB railway locomotives and coaches run on.
So the membership's not restricted to being local, is it? There's members from all over the world that are members of the club at the moment.
We have got members. We've got a member in Belgium. We've got a member in Switzerland. Well, I wouldn't say all over the world, but we've got members from quite far afield.
I remember there was Mr. Watanabe in Japan?
That's right. We did have a chap from Japan once upon a time. I don't know if he's still a member. I don't think he is.
So even though maths was never my good point, I've just worked out that it's got to be the 40th anniversary of the founding of the club. Is there going to be any special celebrations to mark this?
I certainly hope so next year, David. Yes, it's our 40th anniversary. I know that we're going to have a very special dinner. And we also hope to have an open day when we're going to invite just southern locomotives, which will be Great Western Locomotive will be banned on that day and others. So should be very interesting next year.
That means Dad might even run his engine.
Yeah, I know Dad. I know Dad's got Dad's got a lovely southern locomotive, so we hope to see that come out as well, yes.
So can anyone come down to the club at any time without invitation and see what's going on?
Yes, they can do. We basically run on a Tuesday afternoon, and they'd be more than welcome. Though we're actually on a private site, if they make themselves known, they would be more than welcome.
Okay, we're going to take a break for a couple of moments and play something railway related, and we'll be right back after this.
All around the water tank, waiting for a train, 1,000 miles from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakeman, gave him a line of tar. He said, if you've got money, boy, I'll see that you don't walk. State I dearly love, the wide open spaces all around me, the moon and stars up above. Nobody seemed to want me or lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, going back to Dixie.
And Waiting for a Train, and you didn't think we'd have that, did you?
I certainly didn't.
Neither did I, actually, but never mind. So we talked about model railways. Are you just restricted your interest to modelling, or is it the full-size thing? Are you the fully-fledged puffer nutter?
I wouldn't say I'm a fully-fledged puffer nutter, but I absolutely railways, love railways, both large and small. Way back in the mid-70s, I was fortunate, was able to travel to Africa and India with my wife Jackie, and we managed to see some of the wonderful railways out there because steam by that time had finished in the UK. And I'm still very much involved travelling on steam trains or seeing steam trains around the country. I'm a supporter of the Kent and East Sussex Railway, obviously the Romney Heath and Dymchurch, and I'm also a member of the Great Western Society at Didcot.
Would that be God's wonderful railway?
It certainly is, although I don't think we should mention it down this part of the world because it's predominantly southern down this area, so I try to keep out of the debate about Great Western and the Southern Railway, although I'm a supporter of the Southern, living down here now.
Okay, and you say you've travelled all over the world looking at railways. Where would you say is the best railway network that you've ever travelled on?
I should say railway network, excluding steam, I should imagine without a doubt, Switzerland, I should think, is one of the best railway networks. I've always been very impressed with Switzerland. In fact, I would almost say about the railway system in Switzerland, the railway system is just like one big model railway.
Right, and I know you said you travelled to India. I've been there twice in the last 12 months to Mumbai, and I just couldn't believe how people travel on the railways there. Our taxi driver said to us, we said, does anyone ever fall off? He said, about 15 people a day get killed on the railways, but nobody misses them. I think you've really got to see it with your own eyes to understand what it's like there.
I think you're right, David. Even way back, as I say, 30 years ago when we went out to India, people were riding on the roofs, hanging on the side of coaches, and it was just accepted. And I think if you fell off, it was just bad luck. I remember riding on a steam locomotive going to Agra to see the Taj Mahal. I wasn't that much interested in seeing the Taj Mahal, although it was very interesting, but I remember riding on the footplate of this steam locomotive. We were doing about 60, 65 mile an hour, and just the driver just hung on the whistle at stations, and people were walking across in front of the train. There were sacred cows, and now and again it's perfectly clear that obviously some of them got actually mowed down. It's quite a frightening experience.
So did you travel on the famous Darjeeling Railway whilst you was there?
I most certainly did, yes. I actually travelled all the way up to Darjeeling sitting on the roof.
Behind me. There's not many people who can say that. And just a few more questions before we wrap this part of the show up. We've established that you are mad on trains. Does your wife follow your passion as well?
Yes, she does, David. I'm very lucky indeed. Like many of the members of the Model Engineering Society, their wives do take an interest and support their husbands no end. And I'm particularly lucky because Jackie has travelled with me on many of my visits to overseas to see railways and also to see railways in this country now. And often we actually take a steam train, steam trip, one of the specials that run. And just recently we actually went up to Wales and had a driving day on the Welshpool and Langfair Railway for the whole day.
Well, I'd like to thank you for coming along and sharing your views on the Romney Marsh Model Engineering Society with us. And thank you for supporting RMFM.
Thank you very much, David.